present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. A Question of Reference, featuring John Lorry, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Larry Martin and Peter Williams. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. It is June 1942, and by now most of Europe is caught up in the misery of war as Hitler attempts to become its supreme leader. In Britain, times are hard. Food and raw materials are in short supply, but morale is still high. This is especially true at the headquarters of the Warmington-on-Sea Home Guard, where Captain Mannering is delighted with his latest acquisition, a brand new officer's greatcoat.
Fits me rather well. Come in.
Excuse me, sir. I thought I'd just let you know that the men are all in full battle kit and ready to leave for the exercise whenever you like.
Thank you, Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness me. Yes. Oh. Oh, I say, sir. New greatcoat, yes. Oh, that's awfully smart.
I had it specially tailored, of course. Cost me 18 guineas, Wilson.
Really? I ought to get one like that myself.
Oh, no. No, this sort of thing is for officers only.
Yes. Well, perhaps it might be.
By the way, Wilson, close the door a minute, will you?
Yes.
I want to have a word with you.
Yeah, all right, sir, yes. What is it, sir?
Well, it's about this exercise HQ have asked us to be part of today.
Ah.
I gather they're going to be using live ammunition.
What about it, sir?
Well, to be honest, I'm a little worried about one or two of the older members of the platoon. We don't want any nasty accidents.
No. Who are you thinking of in particular?
Well, there have been times in the past, for instance, when I've wondered whether Corporal Jones wasn't far more of a threat to our safety than the enemy.
Yes, he does rather let his enthusiasm carry him away.
Yes, well, this time I want to make sure that his enthusiasm isn't responsible for any of us being carried away.
We don't want to hurt his feelings.
I realise that. But on the whole, I'd rather have Jones's feelings hurt than my leg blown off.
Yes. Well, so would I, sir.
It's very nice of you, Wolf.
I meant my leg, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, anyway, I've thought up a little scheme which will effectively keep him out of the way and yet give him a sense of responsibility.
Now, what's that, sir?
I'm going to put him in charge of the vehicle park.
Hmm? The what, sir?
Well, that would be... Hmm? There isn't a vehicle park, actually, but there is a small hut. Down a side turning off the Eastgate Road, which the Observer Corps used to use before they got their new place.
Mm.
It's a bit of tarmac outside, and there's a field telephone. I reckon we can tell Jones that he's in sole charge of that and drop him off there on the way to the exercise.
Yes, but that means that one of us will have to take over driving his van. Is Jones going to approve of that?
Oh, yes. Once I've convinced him how important his contribution is to the exercise, he'll be willing to let even my wife drive his precious van.
She's not coming on the exercise, is she?
Good heavens, no, no. No, I'm speaking metaphorically. Look, get Jones in here, will you?
All right, sir. Jonesy, pop in here a moment, will you, please?
Make it an order, Wilson.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Jonesy, pop in here a moment, will you?
Oh. You wanted me, Captain Mannering?
Yes, Jones, I've got rather a special job for you.
Oh, Captain Mannering, sir, I like it.
I haven't told you what it is yet.
No, the coat, sir, I like it.
Oh, yes.
It looks very smart, sir.
Thank you very much, Jones.
General Kitchener had one similarly identical, sir.
Did he really?
Yes, sir, except that his was blue, didn't have brass buttons, it was much longer.
That's very interesting, Jones. Now, as I was saying, during today's exercise, I have a special job reserved for you.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. And you may rest assured that whatever task you have in mind is quite safe with me, sir.
Yes, well, that was the general idea.
Thank you, Jones. I'll fill in the details during the journey. You can rejoin the others now.
Yes, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for being so cooperative.
Don't mention it, sir. It is your job to command and mine to obey. In your hands, I am but putty.
Did you say it was a bit potty?
No, sir, I really don't know. I wasn't really listening.
Well, let's go and inspect the men.
All right.
All right, settle down.
For goodness sake. Will you look at Mannering in his fancy new greatcoat?
Yeah, just like Nelson Eddy in The Chocolate Soldier.
Now, men, as you all know, today we're going to take part in a divisional exercise scheme. I'm very pleased to tell you that I've now been informed that live ammunition is going to be used.
Oh, dear. How noisy.
We'll also be cooperating with a battery of 25-pounders. This will be firing over our heads.
How far over?
Permission to interlope, sir. Private Walker's no need to fret himself. I have many times had artillery guns firing over my head, but experience has done me no harm.
That is a matter of opinion.
All right, Fraser, that'll do. Now, our task on this exercise will be to occupy a disused barn and deny it to the enemy. Now, that may well be HQ. Give me the map reference to the barn. Jones, pop in the office and take the call, will you?
Right, sir. I should go and pop straight away, sir.
Now, you should all have your water bottles.
All right, all right, all right. I'm coming, I'm coming. Hello? Jones the butcher?
I beg your pardon?
I mean Corporal Jones here.
Ah, Corporal. I have the map reference of the barn for Captain Mannering. Will you take it down?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. Just a minute. I'm now looking for a petrol, sir. Yes, sir. There's one here somewhere. Ah, here we are. I've found the pencil, sir. I'm ready now.
About time. Now, the map reference is 937461. Have you got that?
Oh, just
937...
Just a moment, sir, just a moment. I had the pencil upside down. 937, yes.
461.
Oh, do you mind holding on a minute, sir? The lead's broke.
Really, Corporal? I'm beginning to think it would be quicker if I drove over there and gave it to you personally.
Well, if it's not putting you to too much trouble, sir. That's very kind of you, sir. Goodbye. What a nice man. Officer and a gentleman.
Now, men, on the command fallout, go outside and put your kit on Jones's van. Ah, Jones, go and supervise the loading of your van, will you?
Very good, sir.
Right, fallout.
Excuse me, Captain Mannering, can I have a word with you?
What is it?
Well, it's like this, you see. I've got some essential supplies to pick up this morning, so I'd like to make my own way to this barn place and meet you there, if that's all the same with you, sir.
No, Walker, it is not all the same to me. I'm just about fed up with your impertinence. And with your black market activities.
Black market? That's liable, that is, Captain Mannering. As a matter of fact, if you want to know, I'm picking up 3 scooters and some teddy bears I've had made for the kids' hospital at Eastgate. And I'm not selling them, I'm giving them.
Oh. Well, of course, that puts a slightly different...
So it'll be okay, will it?
Yes, I suppose so. But before you leave, make sure you have the map reference.
Right you are, sir. See you later.
Godfrey, just a minute. Come here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. What is it?
What's that huge basket you're carrying? I don't think we need quite as much first aid kit as that.
Oh, it's not first aid, sir. It's my picnic.
Picnic?
Well, you said we were to bring food.
I said haversack rations, which means sandwiches.
Well, I find that sort of thing awfully indigestible, sir. So my sister's packed me up a vegetable flat and some rice pudding.
Rice pudding? This is war, Godfrey. There's no place for rice pudding. Leave it in my office. Then join the rest of us outside.
Oh, very well, sir.
All right, come on, Wilson. Let's see how the men are getting on with the loading.
Oh, dear. What a pity. I was quite looking forward to that rice pudding. Well, let's see. I'd better leave it in the corner, out of the way. Mr. Mannering, the phone's ring. Oh, dear, they're all out in the van. I suppose I'd better answer it. Hello. Can I be of assistance?
Well, that rather depends. You're not Corporal Jones, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, thank God for that. Look, is there a piece of paper there with half a map reference on it?
Just a minute, sir. I'll have a look.
There'll just be 3 figures on it.
Oh yes, here it is. 937, I think it is.
Yes, that's it.
The figures are not very clear. I think I'd better redo them.
Well, look, I'm in a bit of a hurry. Can you write these figures down first? 461. Have you got that?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I've written those down.
Jolly good. Now you'd better redo the others. Don't want any mistakes, do we? And see that Captain Mannering gets that map reference.
Oh, yes, sir, of course, sir. Will that be all, sir?
Yes, that's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Right, now, what did he say? Oh, yes. 461 and then redo 937. Yes, that's it. 461-937.
Well, there you are, Jones. There's the vehicle park ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
Just beyond those cows.
I see. Not very big, is it, sir? Only seems to be one little hut. There's not much meat in charge of, is it?
Now, don't let first appearances deceive you, Jones. It's really quite a big little hut.
Anyway, it's supposed to be a vehicle park. There's nothing parked there at all, not even little vehicles.
Well, you must have patience, dear Jonesy. You can't expect to see anything parked there yet.
But Wilshire, there's only 100 yards from the hut now. How small are these vehicles I'm guarding?
No, what Sergeant Milson means is that the vehicles haven't turned up yet.
Oh, I see. I thought for a moment I needed stronger glasses.
Pull up on the left, Jones.
Very good, sir.
Don't like the sound of your brakes, Jones.
I haven't used the brakes yet, sir. Must be some other part and mechanical contrivance of the vehicle.
Yes, well, you better stop straight away.
Right, you are, sir.
Oh, Lord. Sounds like the big end's gone.
Guess my luck, the guarantee's run out.
How long have you had the van?
23 and a half years.
Well, anyway, you better stop the engine. Can't possibly go any further with it like this. Far too risky. We could have a very nasty accident.
But, Carmallory, what are we going to do? According to the map reference, the wee barn we're making for is 2 miles away.
Well, never mind. We'll march.
March. Oh, march.
Oh, right. All the men in, Sergeant.
All right, sir.
Alison Jones, you stay here in charge of the vehicle park, and the rest of us will go on to the barn.
Very good, sir.
And when we're in position over there, you report to HQ from here on the field telephone.
Well, how will I know when you're in position?
Ah, that's a good point. We need some sort of a signal.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering. Why don't we make smoke signals like the Red Indians?
What an absurd idea.
No. Just a minute, Wilson. That's not absurd at all. It's a very good idea. We'll make smoke when we're in position.
Permission to ask a question, sir?
Yes, Joan.
How will I know you're not a civilian bonfire?
We could do a victory V, Captain Mannering.
Yes, that's an excellent idea, Fraser. Wilson, when we get there, you can organise that.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to do a victory V. So, do you?
Of course I do.
Oh, you do?
Tell him, Fraser.
3 wee puffs and 1 big puff.
There you are. Surprised you didn't know that. Right, Jones, when we're in position, we shall send you 4 victory puffs. 3 wee and 1 big.
Very good, sir. Right, sir.
And remember, you're in sole charge of the vehicle park. Hurry up, fall in, the rest of you. Come on, Godfrey, get a move on.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Captain Manning. I'm afraid my gout is playing up a bit.
Is it? Well, I'll tell you what, you stay here and help Corporal Jones guard the vehicles.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Godfrey. You can be my second in command.
Oh, all right.
Right, well, we'd better get started. Cheerio, Corporal Jones.
Cheerio, sir.
Platoon! Platoon, Shan! By the left! Quick march! Left! Platoon! Halt! This must be the place, Wilson.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's the right map reference.
It's in a pretty awful condition.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's got rather creased, you see. I'm afraid I was sitting on it in the van.
The building.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering.
What is it, Pike?
Can I make the fire, please? Please, can I make the fire for the smoke signals?
Well, I think it might be better
if... Oh, please, Mr. Manning, I know what I'm doing. I got my fire-making badge when I was in the Scouts. Didn't I, Uncle Arthur?
Yes, that's right. Yes, you did. Yes. Right.
All right, very well, Pike.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Manning. Thank you.
Fall out, restroom. Stack your equipment inside. Put your greatcoats neatly in one pile.
Excuse me, sir. Will I take your greatcoat inside for you?
That'd be kind of you, Fraser. Thank you.
There you are.
Put it on top of the others. Don't want to get it all creased.
I'll do that, sir.
Just look at this place. Really is in a tatty state.
Well, I thought we were going to an old barn. This looks more like a derelict farmhouse.
No, I shouldn't worry. I expect whoever did the recce was a city chap. Not used to the country. Probably wouldn't know the difference between an ass and a mule.
Yes. That's probably it.
Mm.
What is the difference?
What difference?
Between an ass and a mule.
Oh, I see. Well, one's... Mm. And the other's... How the devil should I know?
Captain Mannering! Got the fire going. We're ready to signal.
All right, Pike. Right, Wilson, you go and take charge of the signalling. I'm going to stay here, see if I can spot the mock enemy through my field glasses.
All right, sir.
Fraser can help you with the Morse.
Mm-hmm. Ah, oh, yes, right. Yes. That's a lovely fire. Now, I wonder, how do we do the actual signalling?
Oh, it's quite simple, Sergeant. We just hold something like this. Mm-hmm. Over the fire for a wee while, and then take it away, and then put it back again, and so on, according to what we're trying to spell out, sir.
I see, yes. It's really quite ingenious, isn't it? Right, well, we might as well start. Right. Cover the fire. Take it away. That's right, yes. Again, cover the fire. Take it away. Just a minute. Captain Mannering, how long should the break between letters be?
About 10 seconds, I should think.
Oh, thank you very much, yes. Well, we're obviously not covering the flames long enough before we release the smoke. I'll count the seconds out this time.
Right you are, Uncle Arthur.
Right, cover the fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000.
Hey, what's that funny smell, Pike?
Hey, look, how it's burning.
Try and put it out, Frank.
Yes, I am trying, aren't I? I'm trying. It's all alight. The whole thing's going up in flames.
What on earth are you doing?
I'm afraid things have got a little out of control, sir. In a way, it was your fault, sir, as a matter of fact. I mean, it was you who wanted a 10-second pause.
It's got nothing to do with it. You completely ruined that blanket.
What? Well, actually, it isn't a blanket, sir. It's a great coat.
Who does it belong to?
I've really no idea.
Well, whoever it is, you'll have to pay for it. That'll teach them to look after their things, not leave them about carelessly. I distinctly told everyone to put their greatcoats inside on one pile.
That's where I took this one from. It was on the top.
I see. Well, it doesn't excuse whoever owns it. Did you say you took it from the top of the pile?
That's right, Mr. Mannering.
Stupid boy.
Oh, dear, sir. I'm terribly sorry. What an awful thing to have happened. Especially when you looked so smart in it. I mean, it really did make you look like an officer, didn't it?
We'll talk about this again, Wilson, after the exercise.
All right.
In the meantime, use that bit of old sacking there to make the
right
signals. And try not to burn that as well.
All right. Now, do be careful this time, please. And, Frank, be careful. If it suddenly turns cold, Captain Manning might need this piece of old sacking to keep warm. All right? Now, cover the fire. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000...
That's it. Three little puffs and a big puff. Mr. Godfrey, I've had the signal that Captain Manning's in position.
Oh, good.
Mm. I'm going to report to HQ now, and after that, I reckon we should do a bit of a brew-up, don't you?
That'll be nice.
Yeah, well, look, there's an old chopper on the wall over there. You have a look round outside and find some wood, and then we'll get a nice fire going.
Yes, all right.
Yeah. Right now.
Hello.
Hello, HQ headquarters.
Yes.
I want to report that Captain Mannering and Number 1 Platoon are now in position.
I see. Where?
Oh, hang on a minute. I've got it written down. Yeah, here we are. They're at map reference 461937.
I'll just take that down. 461937? Hey, hang on. You've got that round the wrong way, haven't you? You must mean 937461.
Oh, must I?
Well, I hope so. 461937 is the target for the 25-pounders.
Yeah, well, I expect you're right. Anyway, they've taken up their strategic position.
OK, TTFN.
Ta-ta. Hey, blimey, that was a bit of a mix-up. Mr. Godfrey, here.
Well, I think I've got enough wood for a fire.
Oh, good. Here, there's something I want to tell you.
What is it?
Well, listen, this will make you laugh as well. I've just been on the phone to HQ headquarters, and I said to the chap, Captain Manning is in position at 461937, and he says that's the target. I've given him the wrong number. I was reading it from this bit of paper, you see, but this is the map reference to the target. Still, it's all sorted out now. Could have been rather nasty, though.
Could I see that piece of paper, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, there you are.
I thought as much. This is my writing. When I took it down off the telephone, I gave you this paper.
Oh, well, not no worry. It's all okay now.
But it isn't. I gave Captain Mariner a copy of this, and it's 461937 is definitely where he's gone.
But if that's the target for 25 pounders, they'd all be blown up.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
Well, we mustn't panic. Yes, that's it. Yes. Don't panic! You're going to get blown up. Don't panic. What are we going to do now?
We must warn Captain Mannering.
Yes, there's nothing else for it. We'll have to go and tell him ourselves. See, the band's no good. We'll just have to foot it.
Oh, dear.
Now, let's see. It took 40 minutes to march there. How long would it take us if we run?
About an hour.
Well, that's no good. The firing's due to start in 35 minutes. I'll tell you what, we'll get started anyway, and you never know, we might be able to thumb a lift. Come on, Mr. Godfrey.
Oh, I'm coming, but you mustn't walk too fast, you know. I'm not so nimble as I used to be.
Benreen, what exactly are we supposed to be doing here?
We're denying this farmhouse to the enemy.
Can't see why you should want it. I wouldn't give any sixpence for it.
It does have rather a lovely view, don't you think?
Come on, Mr. Godfrey, keep up.
I'm doing my best.
By the way, I think you'd better leave me to thumb the lifts.
I was only trying to be helpful.
Yes, I know you mean well, Mr. Godfrey, but unfortunately, the milk float was stopping every 5 yards to make deliveries. And as for that hearse, it was going even slower than us.
Do you think we're going to get there in time?
Hang on, there's a car coming now. Now, don't forget, I'll do the thumbing.
Hello there. What are you two up to then?
Oh, good Lord, it's Mr. Walker.
Hello, Joe. Why aren't you with Captain Manning and the others?
Ah, well, you see, let me pop off to do a special delivery, provided I made my own way to the rendezvous afterwards. Anyway, you two want a lift, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please, Joe, yes.
Right, hop in.
Yes. Can you drive quite fast, please?
Oh, cool, blimey, aren't there any bushes round here?
You know, Wilson, looking out of this farmhouse window at the beautiful countryside, seems hard to believe there's a war on.
Yes. It is rather lovely.
Very lucky to have such a sunny day.
Mm.
I feel quite warm.
Well, that's good. Well, then you won't miss your greatcoat. Not so much, will you, sir?
I think you'd be well advised to drop that subject.
Just as you wish, sir, yes.
1455. Only 4 minutes to go now.
Oh, look, sir, look. There's a rather lovely old car coming down the track towards us.
What on earth does he think he's doing? Doesn't he realise he's interrupting a military exercise?
What am I? He keeps on honking. There's nothing for him to overtake. Oh, look, the driver's waving.
There he is.
Cooey!
Don't wave back. What do you think you're doing?
Well, I've just realised it's Walker who's driving, sir.
Is it indeed?
Yes.
I'll have a few words to say to him. He should have been here at least an hour ago. Give that man an inch, he takes a mile.
Oh, look, he's got Jones and Godfrey with him.
What are they doing here? We went to all that trouble to keep Jones away, and now he follows us over here.
Captain Mannering! Captain Mannering!
What on earth's going on?
Oh, Captain Mannering, don't panic.
No intentions of panicking, why should I?
Well, sir, they're going to start firing in 3 minutes.
2 minutes and 34 seconds, to be exact, Jones. Now, pull yourself together. Go and sit down over there with the others.
But, sir, there's been a mistake over the map reference. You've all come to the wrong place.
Oh, really? How inefficient can they get? When I find out who's responsible for the mistake, I'll come down on them from a great height.
If we don't get out of here quick, you won't have to come down. We'll be all up there with you.
Blimey, what's happening, Jonesy? Haven't you told them yet?
Cheriton what, Walker?
That this place is the target for the 25-pounders.
What?
I reckon we've got about a minute to get the hell out of here.
Right, men, everybody outside. Get as far away as possible.
My mum will be ever so upset if I don't get home. She bought Adip for tea.
Look, sir, there's a field on the other side of that hedge. Shall we go in there?
Good idea, Wilson. Into the field, man. Right, Wilson, we should be far enough away in this field. Everybody down on the ground. Keep your heads down, everyone.
Lord Wilson, that was close.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate shooting,
sir. Yeah, I must say I'm rather glad we got out of there when we did.
Good Lord, James. Just look at the farmhouse.
What farmhouse?
That's what I mean.
Well, Wilson, I think that must be it.
Yes, I suppose so, sir.
Might as well get up. Oh, no. Damn you, Wilson.
Well, what's the matter, sir? It's not like you to swear.
Next time you suggest we take cover in a field, you might check whom we're going to share it with.
Terribly sorry, sir. Bad luck, sir. Still, it could have been worse. Just think what you might have said if you've been wearing your new overcoat.
In that episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe's Captain Mannering, John Le Mesurier, Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Laurie, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Peter Williams, the Colonel, and Michael Burlington as the Signaller. A Question of Reference was adapted for radio by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by John Dias.